I think anyone that was here tonight, you know, we're hanging on. We knew the quality of Limerick. You know, I wasn't just saying the quality and mentioning names for the good of my health. We're disappointed that we didn't get to the pace of the game. They did. They were up for it. They drove on at us in waves. We couldn't get out, Chris. And it's disappointing. We knew and know we're going to be under that type of pressure down in Limerick. We didn't expect to be under as much here at home. And that's probably the most disappointing part of it. That performance tonight won't get us into the Limerick. And, you know, you can see who the Premier Division side was tonight. And that's them away from home.
It was perhaps a more open first quarter than many would have thought. Limerick certainly went from it from an early point.
Yeah, they're a proper team. They're a full-time professional side. Don't mind what Tommy Barrett says. Like, you know, they're all on proper wages. You know, like, you're looking at the likes of Shane Duggan. Shane Duggan has nothing to prove. Shane has been around the leagues in Limerick and Cork. He drove them on. He looked like a man possessed out there. He looked like an 18-year-old. Not with the amount of experience he has. I think Conor Ellis's chance that he hit the post with, they'd have gone in 1-0 deserving winners, or 1-0 deserving lead at half-time. But, like, as I tried to explain in there, if it was a league game, it would have been a great result. You know, it would have been daylight robbery. But unfortunately, it's a two-legged affair. We have to go down there. And if they scored early, it could be a long, long night down the Marcus Field. And, you know, we've been there before. I know how difficult a place it is. It's a massive pitch. And the way they play football, it'll suit them. Like, you know, which changing room would I prefer to be in? I know I have a bunch of lads that are behind us and right behind us. But without doubt, the Limerick changing room, they'll be very confident of turning it over easily, probably, on tonight's performance.
Personnel-wise, firstly, the situation with regard to Kieran Gallagher, late withdrawal, knee ligament problems, you understand?
Yeah, Kieran struggled in the last 10 minutes against Drogheda. We were unaware of it last Friday week. We got him a scan. We knew very early that he was in bother. We got him a scan. We kept it quiet for obvious reasons. I mean, as I said in there, like, you know, it's time enough for Limerick to know and to see the team sheet at 7:30 on a Monday night, as opposed to telling them a week in advance. And to the credit of the media on Wednesday at the press conference, they didn't pry and they didn't try to give information to the other teams, which I have to give a huge amount of respect to. You know, obviously people have a bit of thin hearts at heart. I'm sure they could have pried as you know, and got information out there. All that does is help Limerick and give them a lift. Now, am I paranoid? No, I'm not. Information is key in this league, and it's good to see people behind us, and we need them to be behind us here on Friday night. But he was a massive loss, yeah. Now, Peter did well. There's a game under his belt, but there'll be a much bigger ask of him down in the Marcus Field.
So is there any chance Kieran can play?
No, none.
Right. And then following on then, there were other knocks there. Jesse Devers had a bit of bother near the end.
Yeah, Jesse is trying to deal with his knees, icing his knees in a bit of bother. Mark Timmon, unfortunately, his season is finished as well. Mark Coyle's season is over because of suspension. And to be fair to Gareth Harkin and Paddy McCourt that played 70 to 90 minutes there, they did so, you know, with a lot of difficulty, and there's no point in saying anything different. But was that an excuse for the way we were pinned in? No. I have to give credit to Limerick. They're excellent. You know, their first touch, their movement, you know, they took the ball down on their instep and came at us in the rows. We couldn't get out. We couldn't get near them. But to be fair to our lads, they showed a lot of resilience. But it won't get us through Friday night unless we dramatically improve.
And finally, just a word, Paddy McCourt's final appearance in Balvafay. He did get what could still be a goal that puts Harps in the Premier.
You know, if that goal wins it, we'll have to play out of our skins. You know, I think we're disappointed in ourselves. We felt we'd be under the cosh down in Limerick, and we will be. We didn't think we'd be under as much pressure as we were tonight, and that's credit to Limerick. They were very much at it, very much up for it. They looked like a team that had won their last five games. But we were in that situation last year. Had we got a playoff for being second bottom, we'd have fancied it. No, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying we don't want it. But regardless of, you know, what way, they were preparing this. Tommy and Will were preparing this for a long way out. They knew they couldn't catch Sligo. And basically, they got their suspensions run out. They left. They, none of them players, bar Conor Ellis, played on Friday night in Waterford. None of them. You know, they looked the fresher side, to their credit. But that's, they managed it well. But, you know, they'll be there. Look, I'm sure they'll be extremely confident that they'll turn us over on Friday night comfortably. And if we play like that, then they will.